question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's your travel duo, Robert, Mary, back with you now from the New York City area again. Thanks for being aboard with us today as we broadcast live on September 25th. And before we welcome back show friend Roger Dow, CEO of U.S. Travel, a quick word from show sponsor SimplySafe.com/carry.
When you're traveling, who's looking out for your home or your small business? This is an award-winning security system. It's engineered with the latest technology to keep your family or even your office safe. They've just added their new wireless outdoor security camera. It features an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, a 1080p HD resolution, and 8x zoom.
Yeah, it certainly does get night vision, too. So there are no tools or wiring, no technical or salesperson required. SimplySafe.com will monitor your place around the clock with security professionals who will send fire, police, or ambulance when needed. There are no contracts, no hidden fees. It all starts at about $15 a month. Go to SimplySafe.com/carry right now. You'll save 20% or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. We sometimes joke that with certain guests, we could do an entire hour or even the entire show with them. That's especially true with our next guest, Roger Dow. There's a lot for us to discuss. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, and I can see he's already in queue and ready to go on that show hotline. We're going to get right into today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Roger, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. How are you on this Saturday morning?
Great. It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for giving us some time. So I'm sorry we couldn't join you and the team this week because of all the travels that we're currently involved with. But there was big news out in Las Vegas this week where this program actually is heard on our local affiliate, AM 670 KMZQ Radio. IPW, the largest and successful travel trade show that we've enjoyed many times over the years, it was once again held at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We've seen the photos. You know, there were a lot of booths, as well as a slate of daily activities and meetings. So what can you report to us and everyone listening around the country today, Roger, about how IPW 2021 went?
Well, it went extremely well. For your listeners, IPW is the largest travel show in the United States. We're the biggest buyers of travel from around the world. Come to the U.S. and they buy, every year about $5 billion worth of travel. So they'll buy from Germany maybe 50,000 Disney tickets, and maybe from China, you know, 50 rooms a night in 10 cities in America to sell every single day. So it's a huge opportunity, and we're the first trade show in America that was able to get international buyers into the United States. And we had over 300 of them come from EU, South America, UK, et cetera.
Okay, well, that's perfect segue into my question for you. In terms of getting international buyers, let's talk about getting international travelers back into the U.S. It looks like the reopening process, according to the administration, this was news that came out this week, will begin hopefully this November, allowing vaccinated international travelers to get back into the U.S. to enjoy our country. The vaccination topic is, of course, a lightning rod, Roger. I'm less interested in discussing that, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on this move by Washington, since Europe and other countries have been admitting Americans into their destinations.
Yeah, I think it was a great move that was announced on Monday. And I think it's very positive. I think it's a long time coming. We've been allowed as Americans to go to other countries, EU, UK, Canada, but yet they have not been allowed to come here. So this is going to be very important. And starting out, it will only be vaccinated folks, and they will actually take a PCR test before they arrive 72 hours. So America should be extraordinarily comfortable with these people coming from around the world because they're going to spend a lot of money, but also we're 60% vaccinated in the United States, and the people we bring in are 100% vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I think there's no concern whatsoever, and it's a very overdue thing, but it's going to be huge for jobs, huge for the economy.
Yeah, absolutely,
yes. There's no question about that.
Good news.
All right, so you know, since you last appeared on the show with us back on our May 15th live broadcast, we haven't had an opportunity for you to comment on this for all of our listeners around the country, so I want to go a bit personal with you. You've had a long
sure.
career in the travel and hospitality industry dating back to your days with Marriott before you took on your CEO role with U.S. Travel back in 2005, and I think it was back in late May, I could be off by a week or two, that you announced you're going to be stepping down in July 2022. So your shoes will certainly be big ones to fill, Roger. What made you decide that it's the right time for you to retire from the position?
Well, I've been thinking for a long time. I retired from Marriott, as you know, 17 years ago after 35 years, and I was only going to do this job for 5 years, but it became very interesting. I really enjoyed it. And then, actually, to tell you the truth, I was going to retire at the end of this year, but I just couldn't do it with the pandemic and the recovery of the industry, I got to see this thing through. But I think it's time. I'm not disappearing. You're going to hear a lot from me, but not in this specific role. But I just am looking forward to it and looking forward to doing something else in the travel industry.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And we're definitely going to stay in touch with you, certainly with this show as well, because we enjoy speaking with you. All right. So another topic that's a bit of a hot topic. Dr. Anthony Fauci stepped into something he probably shouldn't have when he was asked a question, and he suggested that he would support requiring vaccinated travelers to fly domestically. We've had a number of top airline executives and aviation experts on air with us over the in the past 2 to 3 months. And they've shared both on air and off air that with all the reputable science that we do see out there, that masks on planes work, particularly because of the special air filtration that the planes have. So are you concerned about the administration potentially making this move, Roger?
I'm very concerned. We've had over 350 million Americans that have flown since January, and I have not heard, we can't find people that said they got COVID or Delta variant on the plane. So it's extremely safe, as you just said, with the filters, and this would be a phenomenally difficult thing to actually put in place. It sounds easy, but as you know, we've been trying in America to get what we call real ID, your driver's license with the right data on it.
Right.
That's for 15 years, and we're still not there. So it would be devastating to the economy, and the administration keeps saying, follow the data, follow the science. Well, they should follow the data and follow the science and see how safe it is to fly and how it has been since over a year.
Well, I agree with
right.
that. And as
even
I said,
before the vaccines.
I think Mary, she's correct, that I think that he stepped into something he really shouldn't have. So, you know, we've certainly talked with you about RM World Travel's special Let's Go America tour. We're halfway through with 5 stops completed since May. After today's show, Mary and I are en route to Maui, as next week we'll be broadcasting from there. And this, you know, this tour is our way to invest in the industry that we love and do our part to help our listeners get more comfortable being back out there with their travels in meaningful ways while promoting safe and responsible travel. The reaction, Roger, you know, it's already exceeded expectations. Our fans are clearly dialed into the tour. It's been surprising to us, though, to see how many places are closed the early part of the week. The labor shortage is real, but overall, our travel experiences, candidly, they've been really positive. So besides IPW this week, I know you're regularly on the move. What are you encountering on your travels out there, be it the good and the not so good?
What I'm encountering that's frustrating is inconsistency. I'll go to Florida, and Florida is wide open, and I can go to restaurants, and then if I'm going to go to New York, people want me to prove that I've been vaccinated. And the inconsistency, I think, is a major problem. I think we've got to learn to live with this COVID. I mean, it's long behind us, in my belief, and it's a matter of now we're seeing what they call the Delta variant, but the bottom line is it's acting like the flu. People are, you know, they're saying it's more contagious, but I'm not seeing, you know, the huge amount of hospitalizations. And I just think we've got to learn to live with things just like we live with the flu. And everything has its season. I think the season is well over and on its way down. I think we've peaked and the numbers I'm seeing.
Well, I think the national media at times, which drives me crazy, they just feed the fear that's out there. I mean, we've heard clearly about the Delta variant that's been out there. We hear about the MU variant. Now I'm reading about R1 variant. I mean, you just want to scream when you hear all this stuff, because at the end of the day, if you are safe and if you are responsible in your travels, you can go out there, you can live your life, you just have to take some precautions. But with that said, we've got about a minute to go with you. You are talking right now to over 480 radio stations around the country, and you just did say something, but is there any message you may have for the country you want to share in the kind of your parting shot, if you will?
Yeah, my message is, if you're thinking of traveling, and I've said this before with you, book it now, because once international and meetings start back again, prices are going to go through the roof. The demand is so high. So if you're planning a trip, you ought to book it now. There's a lot of flexibility you're getting from the airlines and the hotels, but if you want to get any decent prices, you ought to be looking at it right now.
Well, and with the holiday season coming, and then next thing you know, yes, we'll be spring break and everything else again. We'll be there. Good advice, as always, Roger. Roger, listen, it's always nice connecting with you. We really appreciate it. We're going to miss these chats as far as in your current role, but I'm glad to hear they will continue in a different one. We hope you have a really nice weekend, okay?
Well, you've got a lot of nice places. Maybe I'll just join you.
All right.
All
well,
right.
It'll be the Robert, Mary, and Roger show. Here we go. Listen, you've got an R in your name. You can take over.
It works.
Here we go. It works out. No problem. All right. Well, we really appreciate it. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Roger is always honest with us. We'll appreciate those conversations.
He will continue to be part of the show.
Yes, he will. Folks, right now it's time for us to pause for some sponsor messages. If you missed any part of Roger's interview, if you just tuned in or our opening A-Block segment, don't forget that we archive every hour of every broadcast at rmworldtravel.com. Two segments of the show are behind us, eight more to go, including the Destination Spotlight on Roanoke and a whole lot more. Stick around. The show returns in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.